Okay, welcome back to the Northwest Court stage. Folk life, 38 years of folk life, day three. And this is actually the third day of sun we've had. And for those of you that have been here for a while, you know that that's unusual. But we're not complaining at all. Next up is Bertram Levy. Bertram hails from Port Townsend for about 6 months of the year, and Buenos Aires for the other 6 months of the year. So he may get the record for being the person that's traveled the furthest to get here. He's going to be playing on the Bandonian. I'll get it right if I practice it.
Bandonian.
And that's the national instrument of Argentina. So without further ado, Bertram Levy.
Thank you very much. That was a tango from the 30s called Amorado, written by one of the great developers of the tango, Pedro Laurens. This is an early tango from 1889, El Choclo. It's the most common tango. You'll all know it. Here in the States, it's called El Choclo, which means the corn. Here in the United States, it was called the Kiss of Fire, and that's real corn. Villoldo died a pauper while the United States Hollywood made millions of dollars on his production.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The wind is playing tricks on us up here. The bandoneon was invented in 1850. It's not in the accordion family, it's in the organ family. And it was invented in Europe, but it never became popular because it was too difficult to play. But the sailors brought it into Argentina in the turn of the century, and they figured out how to play it. That last piece was done in the style called tango rustica, in which you had the chords on the left side and the melody on the right. In about 1812, a man named Eduardo Arolas, kind of the Jimi Hendrix of the bandoneon, came along. He was called El Tigre de Bandoneon, and he developed the tango, the bandoneon, to a new level of multiple voice as it was originally designed. So these are two pieces by Eduardo Arolas. La Cachila, a lovely song, tune about a woman, La Cachila, a bird. And the second one is Lágrimas, tears. Thank you. That's what I love about show business, huh? Thank you. This is good. You can leave those down. I'm a sailor. I should know which direction the wind's blowing, huh? Lágrimas. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to play next a piece called Mano y Mano by Celedonia Flores. It was written in 1917, but the bandoneon continues to evolve after having played this instrument since 1991. I finally had an opportunity in my life to move to Buenos Aires in 2005 and to begin studying with the man that is considered to be the guru of the bandoneon, Rodolfo D'Aloisio. I learned that he's really not just a guru of the bandoneon, but he's a guru. And whether it's philosophy or history or music or religion or physiology, he can expound for hours. And I've studied with him for the last 3 years. Rodolfo has often says that the bandoneon was such a difficult instrument that it never became popular in Europe. But the tango musicians figured out how to play it. But the tango is only one step, and that the tango, the instrument now must evolve into a new form of polyphonic music. And so I'm going to play for you a piece that's arranged by Rodolfo of Mano Mano. And you'll see a more modern approach to it. That is, if the wind will cooperate. I'm going to ask somebody to hold this music for me. Would you mind? Sorry, you have to. Thank you. If you just stand over here. Yes, great, thank you. Thank you. It seems like I have time for one more piece. So it's wild, isn't it? It's a wild instrument. I'll tell you, this instrument, I've been playing music since I was 4 years old, and I was devoted to each of the instruments that I played, but when I heard this instrument in 1987 played by Astor Piazzolla, it was like a Cupid's arrow that went into my chest, and I couldn't do anything else but abandon everything and play this instrument. So I devoted the last 20 years to this instrument. This is a piece by Astor Piazzolla that one of the first pieces I heard. It's called Los Sueños, The Dreams. And it's funny, you know, I started because I loved the Piazzolla and I loved the bandoneon, and then I loved tango, and now it's the bandoneon, it's everything. To hold this instrument is an experience I promise you that you can't get anyplace else. And thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Bertram Levy.